BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Comparative analysis. A way to self-improve is to use comparative analysis. Comparative analysis is taking two or more things and comparing how they are alike and different. Some people use comparative analysis for self-improvement, and unfortunately, others use it for self-condemnation. A wise comparative runner and swimmer compare their times from one trial to the next to determine whether their training regimen is improving. A human habit that knows no bounds of time, society, and race is comparing ourselves with others. Excuse me. In particular, we compare our actions with others. The self-delusional person who believes they are the pinnacle of perfection will compare themselves to themselves, meaning they measure themselves by their own rules, which they can easily keep. The one-eyed does not compare themselves to the two eyes, they compare themselves to the blind. They compare themselves to birds of a feather and say, aren't I fine? Worse yet, they compare themselves to a false standard and look down on those who did not follow the false standard that they created. The false teachers and prophets in Corinth were unwisely using comparative analysis in these false ways and commending themselves and condemning other people. Paul would have nothing to do with it. Can a Christian utilize comparative analysis correctly? Besides the one already mentioned in the beginning, yes, we can. We can compare ourselves to Christ, Jesus, the perfection we seek. We can determine if our thoughts and actions mimic those of Christ. I can keep my eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith. Jesus says, quote, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. John chapter 13, verses 15 through 17.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.